Hey there, folks. Governor Tony Evers here. Violence, including intimate partner violence and gun violence, doesn't have to be a foregone conclusion, but today it is a statewide problem that affects kids, families, and communities in every corner of the state. That's why over the last 7 years, my administration and I have been working to reduce crime, prevent violence, and keep our kids, families, and communities safe, including last year when I was proud to create the new statewide Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention. There is much work we can do to help stop violence wherever and whenever it happens, and this week we're glad to continue that work with the award of $15 million in grants through that office. These grants are being awarded to school districts, law enforcement agencies, domestic violence organizations, firearm retailers, local governments, and more across the state to help crack down on crime and prevent violence across Wisconsin. And violence is preventable, and it's clear by the overwhelming interest in this funding that more can and should be done to keep our kids and communities safe. I'm incredibly proud of all the work that we've done to get these funds out the door and to the dedicated folks across the state who are working to address the cycles of violence and crime that traumatize our kids, families, and neighborhoods. Because in 2026, the year of the neighbor, ensuring all our neighbors are safe from violence remains a top priority. And there's more work we can do. I'm urging the legislature to join me in making the Office of Violence Prevention a permanent state office, invest in supports and resources for victims and survivors of crime and violence, and close the loophole that allows abusers to possess firearms. Folks, as a father and a grandfather who is also the governor, I will never accept violence as a foregone reality or stop working to change it. Let's do more to prevent violence, reduce crime, and keep Wisconsin kids, families, and communities safe. Thank you.